Can you send me 5,000?
Damn.
Like for real, like two, three women, like huh? Like, yeah, I'm just trying to do this for my business, and it was making sense. I tried to tell the right idea, wrong nigga. Right.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the Weird Night Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. First and foremost, we got my boy B sitting on the left-hand side. He was here a little bit earlier this time. Right, that never happened. But go ahead and talk to the people, man. Say what's up.
What's up? What's the deal? What's going on? Another meeting, another podcast, you know. Comment, like, subscribe. Get into it.
All right, and my other co-host, the wonderfully educated young old man on the podcast. We got Mac. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's cracking? Much love. Appreciate y'all, man. Listen, we back for another one. Just like B said, man. Show us some fucking love, man. Show us some love. We doing this for y'all, man. That's what we doing it for, not for ourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We just want to add joy and excitement to everybody's life. All right. Before we start this podcast, B brought it up. So I do want to make sure I reiterate it, right? Everything that's going on in LA with the fires and whatnot, I just want to send prayers and, you know, send good vibes out to those people. I know there's a lot of people that lost not just their homes, they lost their entire livelihood out there. So, I mean, just prayers and shout outs to them. But the first thing I wanted to get into, right? Because this is a, like that situation in itself, it just goes to show you that life ain't fair. All right. And I know a lot of people are, whenever people are going through hardships in their life, that's the first thing that they think about is life ain't fair. But as kids, well, as adults, we kind of already understand that. So how do you, like, when do you feel like you should explain that to your kids, that life ain't necessarily fair to everybody? Because I had to explain it to my kids a little bit earlier in life. So I just remember having a conversation, like, one of my daughters, she was 5, right? And we were getting ready to head out to the beach. And we're on the beach. And, you know, they got their swimsuits underneath their clothes. You know, everybody had their swimsuits on underneath their clothes and whatnot. And we walk out to the beach and everybody starts getting changed into their swim clothes. And me, I'm, you know, as a man, you take your shirt off, you're on the beach. My daughter was like, oh, that look fun. Like, I'm gonna take my shirt off on the beach real quick. She started trying to take her shirt off. And I said, no, you can't do that. And she's like, well, why can't I take my shirt off? And I was like, well, it's just one of those things in life where, you know, men can do it and women can't. And she said, well, that's not fair. And I had to explain to her, you know, sometimes life ain't fair. But I said, there's a lot of ways that you get, there's a lot of different things that you can do that your brothers can't necessarily get away with, but your brothers can do things and you can't necessarily do it. So I had that conversation with my kid at 5 years old, but I wanted to ask y'all, when do y'all think is a good time to have that conversation?
And for me, man, I think it's instantaneously. As soon as they can understand, just like you're saying, your daughter is 5, mine is 4. And I consistently have to tell her the truth. It's something that we talked about earlier, too, about this little Christmas thing. Because the other day, obviously, she went to school and she's like, yeah, Santa brings gifts. And I was like, there ain't no such thing. And we went back and forth. She argued with me and I was just like, all right, whatever, think whatever you want. But I think, why lie to them and then later tell them the truth? You're just confusing the fuck out of these kids, man. Because I remember when I learned that shit wasn't real either, right? I was confused and I can still remember it to this day. You know what I mean? Why start as soon as possible, man. Tell your kids the truth. Ain't no goddamn Santa.
What about you, B? When you think is a good time to have that conversation?
Be honest with you, it just depends on what it is. Like, Majority of the time.
Yeah.
Had to talk early. Have it early just so they won't be clueless. But sometimes you can't have it early, though. So, there's just so much stuff I want to tell my kids, you know, show them. But I can't at any time. So, but we do want to do it early. We want to try to do it early. We don't want to do it too late.
Yeah, because then your kids will be walking around with this sense of justice where they feel like everything in life is supposed to be fair. Unfortunately, it's just one of those things that you got to learn early on. And I remember when I was a kid, this is back when I was in second grade. It's crazy that I can still remember stuff from the second grade, but I know for a fact this is a moment that kind of helped define who I was as pretty much as an adult, right? So I went to school, and my mom, we lived in this city called Hamtramck that's in Michigan. We lived in Hamtramck, and if you don't know anything about Hamtramck, it used to have a heavy, like, Chaldean, like, Middle Eastern population that used to live there, right? So I was going to school every day, and I was a pretty friendly kid, pretty quiet. I didn't really bother anybody, and I could make friends easily. The first friend that I wasn't able to make, there was a group of them, actually, and I didn't quite understand it, but they were all, like, people from the Middle East or from Middle Eastern descent that were kind of playing together, and I tried to go over and play with them, and, you know, I got called something. And I had a conversation with my mom. I didn't really feel too bad about it back then, but it was one of those moments where I had to learn that, you know, not everybody's going to like you based off of, not everybody's going to like you, like, plain and simple, cut and dry. And these people didn't necessarily like me because I wasn't their type of people. And for a parent to have to explain that to their kids that early on, and she explained it to me really well, but I just, yeah, you have to have those conversations sooner.
That's crazy that she had to convo with you, because I already knew. They ain't fuck with me. I ain't fuck with them. I just know I go off energy. It's been like that since a child. Like, you don't talk to me, I don't talk to you. I won't be offering.
But then, all right, so with that, continuing with, I know I was going back earlier and telling the truth. So your kids might hear other people say, how I'm viewing it, right? That's just me personally. At least they'll always know their parents told them the truth, right? Because they can believe anything that they want throughout their lives, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, my dad always told me this, right? That's what she's going to look at it as, right? My dad always said this. But you can believe whatever you want. That's what I'm leaving it like, right? So, but then back with that cultural thing, man, as a kid, like you're talking about, it's just how we were raised. And then it's the same thing, right? You're going to teach your kids that the entire time of their life, and they're going to grow up that same way. I'm speaking about those Middle Eastern people, right? They learn that shit at an early age, just like that. You know, their parents tell them, and they just reciprocate the same thing. My daughter's best friend in school right now is a little white girl. And I know in a little bit, she's going to get a reality check, right? Because she's always like, this is my best friend, whatever. And I'm just like, you can be friends with whoever you want. And that's what I say with kids, too. Kids don't give a fuck, man. They don't give a fuck until you tell them
somebody teach
what to think. Yeah. You tell them what to think. So that's what I'm saying. Tell them the truth straight up, right? And let them make that decision later in life, whatever the fuck they want to do. You know what I mean? That's how I see it, man. But they always got, well, my daughter always got to know, well, my dad always told me the truth. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't lie and told me it was a damn Santa. Didn't top lie and tell me it was an Easter bunny. All that bullshit. You know what I mean? Build that trust earlier, because to some extent you're gonna mistrust your parent. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna be like, well, if they lied to me about fucking Santa Claus, you know what I mean? I don't know what else they lied to me about. So that's all I'm saying. Just keep it 100 from the rip. Right?
I think that's the biggest difference a lot of times between, you know, people that were raised in the hood and people that was raised in the suburbs. Because I feel like, and the reason I feel like it's a thing is because a lot of times in the hood, like, that's just the reality. Like, your reality is what you see. And your parents ain't gonna sugarcoat it, because they feel like the world is the world is a dirty place that'll eat you up and spit you out a lot. But I think in a lot of like more affluent, well, not, I'm not even gonna say affluent people, because a lot of them don't do those different types of things. Like a lot of them, some of them don't believe in religion. Some of them don't tell their kids about Santa Claus and things of that nature. But I feel like in more or less the middle class households where they kind of feed into, you know, those types of things, I think that it lets them become raised up without having that sense of having to feel bad about what's going on with poorer people or people that society would say is like beneath them. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense to you? Or am I just...
Yeah, it probably makes sense.
You make a sense. I get what you're saying, but it's like this. I'm breaking down a little bit better. With the poor community, the poor people, when they go outside, they see the shit every day. So they damn near know it. Like, they just know it. You can go outside and a motherfucker treat you just a certain type of way, right here on the block, right here in front of you. We know not to deal with that. It's, I don't know. I get what you're saying for sure.
I mean, yeah, just for me, because my wife, she grew up a little bit more privileged than I did. I mean, her mama wasn't lying to her about stuff and whatnot. Her mom's an old school Haitian Christian. But the way that her mind works and the way my mind works is completely different. Me personally, I don't really sugarcoat stuff from the kids. It was like, I remember when their guinea pig died, for instance. I remember my, the guinea pig was just laying in there and my wife was trying to figure out how to tell the kids. I just walked right in there and said, hey, the guinea pig's dead. And I just kind of walked out. She just looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, you just put a Band-Aid off. I'm like, I ain't got time to be sugarcoating this shit for the kids, because then it's going to be a lot harder for them to process if I just say something along the lines of, oh, it just ran away. Or, you know, he just hiding somewhere and he never coming back. I can't do that.
I mean, you got to let them deal with reality as early as possible, man. So they don't have these anxieties and stress when they get older. You know what I mean? Just tell them straight up, this is life and this is what's going to fucking happen. You know what I mean? Shit lives and then it dies. Because for the longest, you know, you just think you can live forever. You know what I mean? I know you guys probably felt that, man. When you thought you can live forever, then you finally learn that shit, everybody die, everything die. You know what I mean? That's like a shock, man. And these kids they're pliable and they're resilient as hell when they're that young. So teach them young like that, and they'll accept it. You see what I'm saying? It leads them to more acceptance to certain things. Again, that's just, I mean, what I feel, man. I don't know.
So another crazy thing that I was thinking about the other day, right? I was thinking about the movie ATL. Just random as hell. And the first thing I thought about was every single adult in ATL was right. What I mean by that is, first and foremost, you run into Uncle George. Uncle George didn't want them kids in this house eating all this food all the time. He just wanted them to stay out of the street. He would keep the food locked up, which I thought it was mean at the time, but I was like, nah, I completely understand. Because these kids will eat you out of house and home if you let them.
Quick as fuck. I'm talking about so quick, you wouldn't understand. Like, how?
Secondly, I think Nunu's parents was completely in the right for wanting her to stay her ass away from Mechanicsville, because they already know what's over there. Why the fuck are you bringing your ass over there into a struggle that we had to work our asses off to get out of, and you want to be in the streets pretending like you're from the hood on the wrong side of the tracks? And then, as controversial as this one gonna be, I also think Big Boy was completely in the right, and T.I. and the little brother, they both was in the wrong. Because you got your money took, you completely should have let this dude know, like, hey, I'm going to get you your money back, but these people, like, I got, I'm going to get you your money back in a timely fashion. Instead of you having that conversation, you want to run around and drink your chocolate milk and get chased down the alleyway. And then T.I. came and threw the money in the man's face. Instead of just handing it to him, like, hey, you know, you can put your gun up. We got your money right here. Instead, take money, you want to throw it in the space.
When it's up, it's up. It was already smoked with them. They already, you know. But yeah, for sure, the whole, you're right. I didn't think about that either. Everybody was in the right.
And it's like, as a kid, you like, dang, why she can't be with T.I.? Like, because she ain't supposed to be over there.
Real shit.
But I wanted to ask y'all, right? Well, I want to play a video for y'all. Mac, I know me and you had this conversation before, but I don't know if B had this conversation with me yet. I just kind of want to get y'all take on it, though. Let me show y'all this video.
Son and another 16 and 17 year old were in a stolen car at 280 South Carolina trying to be your child's bestie because, see, baby, they will lock you up, and that's what happened to Shamika. You see, Shamika's 13-year-old son and another 16 and 17-year-old were in a stolen car at 2 a.m. on the high-speed chase from the police. Her son lets loose 5 rounds and kills the K-9 Boomy. May he rest in peace. But, y'all, what does Meek Meek do? Mika comes to the scene, scoops him up, takes him home. They're in a whole nother county. Gets rid of the gun and tries to wash the clothes, which is why she's charged with accessory and K-9 death and contributing to the delinquency of a minor and some other stuff. The 16 and 17-year-old, they charge as well.
The question I get asked a lot is, where's parents? Why didn't the parents know that their child was out at this time of night?
Oh, y'all, South Carolina is not finished with old Mika yet. You see, they can file a civil lawsuit up to $5,000, and baby, they're going to file that this coming week. She has been released on a $15,000 bond. Leave me your comments and let me know.
All right, so in a situation like that, do y'all feel like she should have helped her kid?
Go ahead, B, what you got? We already talked about this to some extent.
Fuck no. That's on him. He killed that dog, and they about to hang both of their ass. First off, they in the South. Y'all killed the dog, a police dog, a K-9. And don't play that shit when it come to killing any of that kind. They finna bully y'all in them. I'm surprised she got a bond. For real, but...
Well, I think she got the bond just because she just an accept. Well, she's an accessory. They know she wasn't the one the shooting and whatnot.
She gonna get about 5 to 10 years. 4 to 10 years. She gonna get some time. That's unfortunate, man. It was very unfortunate. It's crazy because I got a friend, a homeboy I grew up with. And it's crazy because he did these tattoos right here. We got 65 years. They just gave him 65 years on the same type of shit. He had, it wasn't no stolen car or nothing, but it was a little different. He was sleeping in the house and somebody killed him. This girl that was in the house, there was a lot of people in the house. He was sleep off some drugs. He woke up, fucking dead body there. Nobody knows why he didn't call the authority. He took it in his right mind to move the fucking body. Like, I'm just not understanding, but yeah, free that nigga, man. Free G4 Bond. I think you know who he is, Ted.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shit crazy. He didn't kill a girl, bro. They didn't kill her. He did not kill that girl.
But just going back to, the topic at hand. I mean, Mac already know I ain't hiding shit. Well, within an extent. But in that case, no. If you tell me, if you out there, you stealing cars, you making grown-up decisions at that point. You shooting at the cops instead of pulling over. And you getting me involved. Nah, we ain't doing that. Like, the moment that I get involved in, as soon as you call me, I mean, I ain't going to snitch on you, but I'm damn sure not going out there picking you up, getting you out the clothes, and throwing away the gun. Like, are you out your mind?
See, I ain't getting none of it, because even if they call you, you still knew what the fuck was going on. But I don't think that would happen to none of us, because on some real shit, like, it's how you raise your kid. So that goes to tell me she's been doing this shit his whole life, right? He gets in trouble at school, so you go up there, cuss the teacher out. He get into a fight in the streets. She going out there cussing mama out, trying to fight the kids and everything. Listen, she caused this on herself. And both of them motherfuckers need to get what the fuck they get, just from my perspective.
Let me say something. I kind of feel you, but I don't. But it's something to fact, bro. All right, let's take it for this hand. She's probably a single mother. You can't control them fucking kids, bro. Now, I don't agree with her doing all, hiding the gun and all that shit. But she can't control that little nigga, bro. My mama could control me for shit, bro. I ain't had no daddy, bro. I went to jail about 5, 6, 7 times before I was even fucking 18, bro. Like, she cannot control me, bro.
She can control. All right, so B. Awesome.
It's real. We're going to go back to what they be saying. It's real when they saying a woman can't raise a man.
He's down there. She probably, I don't, bro. A woman can't raise a man, bro. I'm just being real, bro.
I wouldn't say that.
No. Go ahead, Mac.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say a woman can't raise a man. I mean, I don't think they understand. Some can, be honest, man. Some can. It's some dudes grew up out here with no dad and naked, you know what I mean? Have a good head on their shoulder. I'm not going to say that, but they probably had a good male role model throughout their lives as well. What I'm trying to say, B, I bet you didn't call your mom when you got in trouble, though. You see what I'm saying? It's a difference. Like, yeah, you're going to go out here and run these streets.
I'm the same way.
That was the other person I could call when I got in trouble.
He definitely.
But
I'm saying calling mom, talking about, yo, I'm hard, I need you to help me.
Shit, if I needed the help, I would have called. I ain't had no other help. That was all.
I got you. Listen, what I'm trying to say, I used to do the same shit, B.
I'm out there running the streets doing stupid shit. But if I'd have got caught, that's the last motherfucker I want to call. You see what I'm saying? If I'm running away from the cops, that's the last motherfucker I want to call.
You're going to call her when you got to jail, because that's when I was making the call.
Yeah, yeah. When you got to jail, now
I wouldn't call her when I was committing the crime. I ain't going to call
And I'd have waited a couple of days. I'd have been like, man, let me see. I'm a spin this to moms and shit, because I can't tell exactly what I was doing. I'm going to try to spin a lie or something, but I ain't calling her ass.
Let me tell you one story, bro. The moment one time, bro, I was bad as shits, bro. It's still my mama's car, bro. I take this motherfucker every Saturday, bro. She used to get off work, go to sleep. I take the fucking car, bro. I was so bad. I was trying to make money, bro. I go to Walmart, steal some games, bro. Just to sell the games, just to go shoot dice, to lose the money and do it all over again. Stupid young nigga shit, like 14, 13. Bro, I went to this fucking Walmart, bro. Stole all these fucking games, that car, bro. I had my mama car, bro. I'm on my way to jail. The car is in the parking lot, bro. Like, it's just there. And she didn't know I was in jail for a minute. Like, it took a minute. It took a couple hours at least, 'cause she had to go to work that night. But I don't even think she went to work. She said, Tiz probably know more than me. I was in jail. I don't remember shit. I just remember I had some money, bro. It's crazy. I was that young with some money. I had some money. And I think that was another time, bro. I need to call my mama, bro, right?
We need to apologize for that bullshit you was doing.
Yeah, I just do a lot. Everybody know guidance, bro. I was so fucking money hogging for it. The older you get, you learn, though. You be like, man, you ain't got to do that. There's other ways to do a lot of shit. I don't know. I wouldn't even think about no job at that time. Think about no damn job as a kid. Think about working things.
All right, so B, so you feel like you a decent young man right now?
Oh yeah, I'm a polished young man, but it took a lot of mistakes to be polished like this.
Yeah, but what we going at again to say is, you said a woman can't raise a man. I think you're still a decent young man. You see what I'm saying?
Think about it. Let me rephrase it then. A woman can raise a man, but it's hard to raise certain men, especially the ones that's constantly bumping their fucking head.
People are going to go different ways, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Y'all was raised in the same house, just like me and my brother, my younger brother, just like you, right? And I'm like, Tez, obviously it is kind of the same shit. But we both went somewhat opposite ways, right? I graduated high school, and I started doing dumb shit, and I was like, this shit not for me. My brother didn't even graduate high school. He dropped out of school early to be working on the block. You see what I'm saying? I got out of high school, didn't know what the fuck to do, jumped on the block for a little bit with him. And I was like, this shit just not for me. You see what I'm saying? And I bounced. So what I'm trying to say is still depend on the kid too. You know what I mean? So
that's why I was getting there too. It's the kid too, because he got to want to do right. He got to want to.
Because you can't tell me it ain't niggas that have both parents still doing the same shit that you probably did. You still got people with a dad that's still doing the same shit that you did. What I'm trying to say is, your kid's friends, it's more like your kid's friend have more influence over the kid than their parents.
Exactly. That's number one too. That's number one. We're gonna put that number one.
Yeah. So you just got to get these kids around some decent kids. You know what I mean? and the neighborhood matters.
And we learn that as we get older. Like my mama probably knew back then, like he only hang with these motherfuckers. But
say, I ain't gonna lie to you. Me, I was so. It's just, I don't know. My brain isn't necessarily wired different, nothing like that. I'm not gonna act like I'm like this super special person or nothing like that. But in my mind, I always had it. My brain was always like, I am not gonna do what these motherfuckers is out here doing. It was just like, I wanted to do the opposite of what motherfuckers is doing at all times. Like I saw motherfuckers running into a place to go steal some shit. I'd be like, nope, I'm gonna walk my happy ass over this way. I see a motherfucker going over there selling drugs or smoking weed. I'd just be like, that ain't for me. I'm gonna go ahead and go this way. We can still be cool and whatnot, but I ain't participating in none of that shit y'all participating in. And I don't know if it was just.
The older I got, I started realizing that too, though, because it's like, bro, when I started going to jail, I'm looking around like, it's just me and this motherfucker. Ain't nobody else this motherfucker but me. So I'm like, bro, you know what? That's when I start leading. It's the friends. You start playing football, sports, going with the sports crowd. Why the other crowd, the old crowd, still doing street shit. And a lot of them then went to prison and, you know, said my right-hand man's dead.
That's why I ain't never follow what motherfuckers been doing. Like, I've always done the opposite just because I see motherfuckers make a stupid decision. And I don't know, maybe, and that's why I can't really get behind women. A woman can't raise a man because I was raised with my mama, and she did a fantastic job at letting me know when shit was stupid and whatnot. And I've always been the type to kind of listen to people that are supposed to be listened to. Like, I know for a fact, I ain't listening to Lil Pookie or Ray Ray that's right down the street. These motherfuckers are dumb. I knew if I listened to my mama, if I listened to my uncles, if I listened to these teachers in this school, that they was going to get me to live a life where I ain't have to be in no bullshit. You just have to, like, as a kid, you got to figure out who it is that you're supposed to be listening to. I was never listening to none of them knuckleheads. But just kind of moving on from that, right? B, you say you wasn't raised right, but your toes out theory strikes again. I think that shit was spot on. And yeah, just first, I guess I got to talk about the lawsuit a little bit, right? So a hairdresser that was on FS1, she just recently brought forth a lawsuit. Apparently, Skip Bayless was trying to have sex with the woman for $1.5 million. And there was a lot of other stuff going on. She was saying Joy Taylor was sleeping with one of the analysts that was on the show, and she was sleeping with the boss in order to kind of get ahead a little bit. I'm going to send Pat the picture that I kind of want to put up on the screen. But yeah, there's a picture where everybody should have known that they was out there having sex anyway. He was sitting on the couch with his toes out with this woman and in her house drinking wine. It's like, that is we fucking behavior. Sorry. I mean, I don't know. You muted, B.
Hey, you gotta know we fucking them toes out. It's only, you gotta know that, though. Don't like, go pull up to no motherfucking house and his toes out, like. Man.
Yeah, so just make sure they keep your motherfucking toes. Like, if you walk into your girl house and she talking about she in there with her best friend and that man in there with his toes out, it might be time to crash out, brother. But there's another video that I wanted to show y'all. It's a pretty good video. It's kind of what I see, get y'all take on it. I ain't gonna play the whole thing because the thing is 5 minutes long, but it's a pretty good video.
To be very clear, I was cut off by one of my closest friends. Things are really hot. This is the message that he sent me. Pause to read and please read thoroughly. Okay? So I'm going to give some context here. We're talking about my male best friend, the one that y'all saw in my moving video that moved me across the country. The one who took me to my ortho appointment till my arm got broken by my ex. The one who rented me a car when my ex totaled mine. The one who, I could go on and on, but this person held a very, very, very important place in my life. And it is super hurtful the way he went about it, texting me a message and then blocking me on all platforms. So that.
All right, so I'm going to stop it there. Just kind of give y'all the brief rundown, because she takes a while to get to her point, right? So she spoke on all those things that the man did for her. The way that they met, he was feeling her at first. And, you know, she told him that she wasn't really feeling him. And homeboy is in a new relationship now. And the girlfriend told him that he needs to cut that relationship off. And now she's upset about it and she's going to TikTok. And pretty much the women are bashing her. The men are all saying, well, common sense says he's going to let you go. But yeah, some of the comments say some crazy stuff like, let me see. The new girlfriend feels a way because she knows he really loves you more than just being a friend. Absolutely. Like, plain and simple, cut and dry. Well, I just kind of want to get y'all take on it, right? Should he have cut homegirl off? And do you think he's in the wrong?
You talking about the girl that he was buying all the stuff for, getting nothing in return?
Listen.
Nothing wrong. Like, I just told you, Blake should have been cut her off. It's only common sense, brother, but come on, man.
Well, what was pissing me off was, which, as she was recording the video, she's literally going down this long laundry list of things that he did for her. And I ain't hear her say a single thing about what he got out of the friendship in return from her.
We never get nothing in return. Listen, it's we call them corns. The corn. All the corn niggas. All the corn guys out there. Stop doing what he do. Let them go. Let them, they don't want you. Go. Simple.
Hey, pretty much, as soon as she told you from the get-go, well, nah, I can't even say that, because, you know, sometimes people just want to be friends, right?
Oh, sometimes niggas love to chase, too, though. They love to chase.
They do. We'll give you that. And because of dudes like this, the expectation for the dudes that are going to chase you is going to be so high. This man went and he found him a girl that likes him. And the girl that likes him said, hey, this girl is really just playing games with you. You need to let her go. And he did just that. I don't think anything that he did was in the wrong.
She and her feelings, because he moved on for real. Think about her.
And then she was even talking about how he helped move her out of the abusive boyfriends. How, like, come on now, man. Like, how much are you expecting this grown man to do for you? And he's not getting anything from you in return.
Listen, just from that conversation, man, listen, dude just around there waiting his turn. That's all my man doing, waiting his turn. Taking him to an auto after my man done broke your arm, move you all the way across the country.
He supposed to get it in.
Yeah, listen, he was waiting his turn. Listen. Females, it's just some real shit. If you have a male best friend, right? Now, I'm going to say all, right? But I'm going to just put a percentage on it. About 97% of them niggas just waiting to get beat to beat them skins, right? Being honest with you, you might get that two or three, because I'm going to be honest with you. I have this female friend that I fuck with. I don't want nothing. She's not attractive at all to me. We hang out and we hang out just like legit like that. I don't want nothing to do with her. So you're going to have the percentage. But most of the chicks that I hang out with, if I do hang out with a chick, I'm trying to smash. And be honest with you. Just 100%. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. So in that case, what dude was doing, he's smashing. Because the homegirl that I tell y'all fuck around with and I hang out with, I ain't moving you across the country, shorty. I'm sorry. I ain't renting you a car. I'm sorry. That shit ain't gonna happen. After her boyfriend crashed the car, he rented her a car. Especially in that situation, I'm definitely not renting you a car. Out the fucking answer. Fuck out of here. That's crazy. Dude was just waiting his turn. He found somebody he's starting to smash, so he don't need you no more.
Man, I got
he ain't waiting around.
I got this one hot girl. She got this dude here around. And like he sent her a lot of money. He helped pay bills and shit. He ain't smashing. He ain't doing shit.
Now, dude got a little to him. Yeah, a little chicken wing to him, so I see why she ain't smashing him, but he's constantly taking care of shit, like, and she told me, she said, oh, that's because he's a real man. He ain't get nothing in return. He been doing this shit for years. I'm like, God damn, y'all gonna find y'all a dummy. That's crazy work.
Nah, they look at that. You know how, like, when you go to a neighborhood and you look all lost and people don't know who you is, and they be like, that's a fresh little lick right there. That's pretty much how they look at these dudes. Like, you a fresh lick.
Yeah, he been doing this shit for years, bro. I'm like, I said, bro.
Nah, he ain't got no family in his life to be like, hey, man, you can't be taking his disability, bro.
I'm gonna think, nah, he working everything. Like, he work. He make good money, but, like, I don't know, man. He just slow with some shit. I don't know. I call him slow. She call him a good man. I don't know.
He's trying to get him some.
Man, for years, though? Like, come on now, bro.
Boy, women live life on easy mode. They live life on easy mode.
Some dude got it like that, though, bro. Like, you gotta think, some of these girls been fishing forever. They done fucked every nigga on the block. So they been fishing, fishing, and fishing until they find them a dummy. I done found a couple women dummies. You know what I'm saying? You'll run into them eventually if you keep fishing. They be dummies.
Man, I'd rather go buy some, man. Fuck that.
I'm talking about, like, you talking about a really good one.
I'd rather go buy it, bro. Gonna be a fucking fool like that? That's crazy.
Nah, it is. It's just, fellas. Well, it's funny, too, because I just watched this video. This young man was talking about how. But no, so pretty much what the boy was saying in the video, or what the man was saying in the video was. Everybody, every dude out here want to be a player, but it's not for everybody, because if it was, then, you know, things wouldn't be, like, fair. But he said because of that, they kind of messed up the game, because there's a lot of dudes out here paying for OnlyFans. There's a lot of dudes out here funding women's lives. Women's lives that they'll never even have sex with, and it's kind of messing up the game for everybody. And it don't give, like, no incentive for you to be a decent woman these days. So pretty much there's no reason for you to be a good woman or a woman that's going to hold it down if everybody is out here paying you for everything anyway.
And that's what we go back to being a corn. They done fucked the game up. They done fucked the game up so much that women meet you and they say, hey, send me $100.
Like I said, because I ain't really been on this dating market like that, I don't know. I've never seen that personally.
What's up, man? I done had women. Can you send me 5,000?
like, for real, like 2-3 women, like, huh? Like, yeah, I'm just trying to do this for my business. Man. It was making sense. I tried to tell the right idea, wrong nigga.
Hey, I think that's gonna be the title of the episode. Right idea. Oh, from the person. but yeah, right idea, wrong person. Because they tore the game up to where you can't even, like, you can't just go on a date with just a regular woman no more. I think it is. It's not looked at better to be an OnlyFans model or to be a woman that's putting a bunch of videos and content on Instagram as opposed to just being a decent person.
At the end of the day, I look at all these women, you meet a man and ask for money, they all selling themselves. There's a place on all these women.
But just moving on from there, right? I wanted to ask y'all, well, there's this video floating around that is this streamer. He had two rappers come onto his platform. And he pretty much tried to lay his boundaries out there, and the rappers kind of wasn't going for it. So I'm going to play this real quick. And this will be the last thing that we talk about before we go ahead and head out.
This should be in a bag.
It's all right. Is this right? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I've been paying. I'll play it soon. Stop playing the song. What is that? Stop playing the song.
Christmas.
Who's smoking? Who's smoking? Yo, TJ. TJ. What's up?
Yo, this a B&B. You can't smoke in here. This shit gonna go off.
Or this shit.
Yeah. I appreciate you, though. But yeah.
Yo, tell, say, play the song we just made. No.
Yo, Browns. Yo, you can't smoke in here. This shit gonna go off. Like, please.
I appreciate you.
And you saw them were like in the back, they and not smoking. I'ma download it.
So that was my this.
Yo, I'ma keep it a buck, bro. If niggas smoking here, I'm gonna have to set this bitch down like this stream darn it.
It's just running. Oh, shoot, I'm down over there. Y'all, I understand that.
Yeah, so you can see he's smoking in there again.
Y'all to the back. Like, there's a backyard.
So let me ask y'all, do y'all think that, y'all think he was in the wrong?
First off, he a hoe. He a hoe. And let TJ, he got to know who he is. He that, for that nigga got too much money to even stop smoking for anybody. He don't give a fuck about what you talking about. Like, bro, man, you know how much money he makes? Hey, I ain't got money, bro. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. But he a hoe, because nigga, I told you 3 times to stop smoking, bro. Like, after the first time, bro, after the second time, I told you again, I got to tell you again. And then you walking away. He done walked up on him and then turned around. You didn't even read the room. Look at the room, y'all. See, you got to rewind. Y'all didn't watch the room, what happened. They ran down on him. His whole little crew, that's why he turned around. You got to pay attention to what's going on. They about to fuck his ass up.
All right. I mean, as a grown-ass man, right, if somebody, if you come into my space and I ask you not to do something and you do it, then I'm going to take it as disrespect. I don't think that he was wrong for saying, hey, this is an Airbnb, bro. Like, this ain't even my place. Well, even if it wasn't an Airbnb, if you coming into a place that I'm paying for and I'm asking you not to do something, you know, take that shit elsewhere. He told him, go ahead, just take it outside.
Let me ask you a question, though. Even though he's not him, but even though he's not who I'm about to say, say you invite Snoop Dogg over. You gonna tell Snoop to take it outside? Or is you really gonna tell Snoop to take it out? Be real. You gonna tell Snoop to take it outside?
I think
you know Snoop coming to blow it down.
I think you raised a really good point, right? I mean, I guess you should know your audience and what, or know the people that.
Man, you know who he had, Fabio and fucking, bro, these are street rappers, bro. Like, bro, I wouldn't even invited them, bro. You know they about to. Bro, certain people gonna do certain shit. Snoop gonna roll right up. You gonna damn near tell Snoop to put it out 3-4 times too. Everybody gonna leave. Now your whole shit fucked up.
All right, but I'm gonna keep it a buck. That streamer got a lot more money than those rappers in that room.
I don't know about that, man.
I know for a fact. As of right now, I don't know if you know what's going on with the record game in general. As of right now, ain't none of them making no money. And they're not putting money in music like that. They're not making no real money, not like them streamers is.
Man, Lil TJ making down there 200 a show, brother.
Lil TJ ain't came out with a hit in years.
He on young boy status. It don't matter. You can't say he broke.
No, he's not broke, but he's not as rich as that streamer.
I don't believe it. Nobody knows him, bro. I ain't never seen him until then.
Look into it.
Real talk.
Look into it.
Other streamers. I've been paying attention to a lot of them. A lot of them, he probably is. You know, he built up, but he's not known like them other streams. I don't know who he is, brother.
why are they there on his platform if he's a nobody? Yeah, If you're coming on somebody's platform,
Favi called Lil TJ. He didn't even know who the fuck they was. He just told him to pull up. He didn't know who the fuck he was.
It don't matter. Like, if you in this man's space, though,
it's respectable because they wouldn't have did that to Kai. They wouldn't have did that to nobody smoke at Kai shit. Notice that, right?
Exactly. And Kai, I know Kai got security and all that. They would have kicked him right out of
it. Yeah, where your security at, man? Get your subscriber budget up, man. Get your budget up, man. Go get security, man. Kick them guys out, man. That's on him. Real talk. You got 40 goons in your room while you streaming. You don't know none of these cats. They been in, took your gold chain, everything in your wallet. You don't know that. Get your stuff together, new streamer, whatever your name is. I don't know your name, but I'm gonna just give you advice. Just get your security system together.
What you think about it, Mac?
Hey man, listen, I'm right with you. But like again, they should have known who the fuck was coming over, just like y'all were saying. And listen, if you know you really can't do shit, shut the fuck up. You see what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. I didn't read the room like B said, so I'll probably have to go look at it again.
We look. I wish Tez can rewind.
But it's a lot of niggas in there, and he probably got his ass beat on some real shit. So if you can't control it, man, just let it rock.
I'm with it. Like, I'll take my ass beaten in my house if that means I'm defending my house and my principles.
B&B.
Right on stream, too.
And it clear it's B&B. What is it? Fucking smoker fee?
I guess what would have happened to all of them? You beat his ass on stream. Guess what would have happened?
I mean, that's you.
All y'all going to jail.
Like, you back up. Oh, yeah, I thought you said you're going to kill everybody.
No. What I'm saying is they
I know what Tez going to do. Tez let somebody come in this house. He going to smoke him. He better. I don't know about the streamer. You bro, put that video back up. He walked up on TV.
Yeah, I want it back around.
He turned right back around. Like, I've never seen no whole shit like that in my life. That's whole shit. How you gonna walk up on? Look at him. He's walking. Bro, you just walked up on him.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, just get it back to when he got up.
Bro, hey, can they get smoking here? I'm not have to shut it.
You got the goons, bro. Look at dog saying, nah, hold on. Look at dog that they walking up. He said, what? Hold on. Turn around. Like, what? You a ho.
Uncle.
It's in the back. Who you saw?
It's still blowing.
I mean, it's still. Hey.
Nigga, still blowing. You a ho, man.
Oh, shit. And they blew it in this direction.
And they blew it. I seen the smoke it clear as day, motherfucker.
Right. All right. So, what is he supposed to do? What is he supposed to do in that situation? You surrounded by goons.
Everybody get
sit his ass back down.
Everybody get the fuck out right now. That's what you supposed to do.
And then niggas gonna be like, I ain't going no motherfucking way.
Everybody out. I said
well, he in Airbnb. If he in New York, he probably ain't got no gun on him, no way, because New York, right, they gun laws is ripped, mad strict.
New York it is and, a little different. That's fighting them.
I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't got
to
no hands. You better fuck up.
And they New York dudes, somebody in there got it on them that ain't you. So what is he supposed to do in a situation like that? Just shut up?
You're right. You're different. You're right. You're right.
Sit that down.
He can't call the police. He can't call the hood. Yeah, you're right, bro. You're right. You're right. That's that YNS shit. What you gonna do when the YNS is running?
I ain't gonna lie. Like when you bring in them rappers and whatnot, tell them to leave the rest of them dudes at home, bro.
Nah, he came with him. He had beef all type of shit. You see all them niggas with all them Pooch Icy's? About 10 of them with Pooch Icy's.
Yeah, the YNS a little different, man.
Ass.
Yeah, they had to hang out outside on some real shit. Stay in the car.
Man.
But that kind of goes.
I'll never do no shit like that anyways. It's right there in control of the crowd.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm real picky about the people I let in my house anyway. Like, and yeah, it's just crazy. Like, to me, I'm real picky about who I let in my house.
I feel like this. If he was going to be a hoe like that, you should just let him smoke, because. You should have just let him smoke for the jump. You was going to be a hoe. Like, what you even saying stuff to him for? You told this man 3 times. Then got up, he still ain't stopped. He done blew it in your face. That's crazy. That's crazy. Detroit nigga would never. Boy, I'm not going for that.
Yeah. I mean, next time, that's just a lesson for him. One, don't let
he
them
gotta be from
big
Jersey.
Ass crowds in there. Two,
Jersey.
Two, just you got to control your environment a little bit better. And three, know who you bringing on your stream. So before we go, like, y'all got any more remarks I wanted to talk about on that?
Huh?
I mean, if not, we can go ahead and close up. What y'all got to say to the people?
If you a man, don't be a hoe. I don't warn you, do not sit down when you piss. You understand me? You stand up.
Listen, man, I'm gonna wrap mine up with, yo, listen, if you hanging around chicks, man, you're trying to smash, dog. Tell the chick you're trying to smash, dog. Don't be spending all this money. Be like Big Unk, man. Go out and buy it. You know what I mean? You're gonna spend less money, you're gonna have a better time.
Bye.
Other than that, man.
Hey, first and foremost, I want to say thank you to you guys for showing up every week. I want to say thanks to Pat. Thank you to my wonderful wife, my kids for holding it down. And lastly, I just want to take the time to say, stand up for your shit and stand up for your house, stand up for your people. All right, just always make sure that you maintain that solidarity so everybody know that you're already solid and they know not to test you in them types of situations. And if for whatever reason you leave and you come back and your girl at the house with a dude with his toes out, you're ready to crash out. All right. This has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.